tens of thousands of bar and restaurant employees across Hawaii have been laid off in the wake of COVID-19 restaurant closings. Some restaurants have been able to transition to takeout or delivery services, and taking advantage of those services now could help sustain Hawaii's supply and distribution systems. Thousands of restaurant and food service businesses around Hawaii have been hit hard in the last 2 weeks, with fears about the novel coronavirus, then the closing of in-room dining.
Some of the larger restaurants have been able to keep more of their employees. Some of the small ones have had to go down to bare bones, and it's, you know, maybe a husband-wife situation.
Denise Yamaguchi is executive director of the Hawaii Agricultural Foundation. They've launched the Food A-Go-Go website to connect diners with restaurants doing takeout. Yamaguchi says switching from in-room dining to takeout is complicated, and with health restrictions, involves only a fraction of a restaurant's previous workers.
Most people don't know there are two sides of our food system.
Yamaguchi points out one food system provides for hotels and restaurants in Hawaii. Another system supplies retail grocery chains. Right now, suppliers and distributors for the hotel and restaurant side are dealing with surplus, while grocery stores have empty shelves.
You also see that with the farmers as well as the fishermen. I just talked to the fishermen, and again, most of the fishermen and the farmers, a lot of their products are sold through the restaurant industry.
Restaurants aren't buying ahi and aku. That's why it's in the unheard-of $6 a pound range in Honolulu. Yamaguchi says this is life-threatening for Hawaii's food system.
So it's not just about the restaurant suffering. It's about everybody in that food supply chain that's trying to figure out now what to do.
Check foodagogo.org for a statewide listing of over 600 restaurants offering takeout. Restaurant owners, you can register your eatery at foodagogo.org. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.